Chuck, obviously, as president of the Georgia Cattlemen's Association, you get a chance to take part in the Emerging Leaders Conference going on. What exactly is this program? What's it all about?
Well, you know, any organization, in order to be successful, has to have good leaders. And we use this as a stepping stone or a preamble to people to step into the leadership role. Evidently, these people have served as leaders in their county, so we want them to continue their rise to the top, you know, work on the state level, you know, find a committee they like to work on, you know, learn the workings of the association and maybe try to strengthen it or give us suggestions on what we could do to do better. But these guys have taken time out from their daily schedule for 2 days to come and learn more about GCA, and we appreciate their time and the commitment. You know, it's been going on for several years now, and it's probably been attended this year as well as any year I've ever seen it. But and that's a testament to our leadership of Josh here as our executive secretary to get out and get these people involved and show them that they are important to the association, and it's critical to have their leadership ability to work all through the state and not just, you know, in their local county. And I think most of these guys, you know, a lot of them are region VPs, and I think that it's been a part of their work over the past couple years to help increase our membership. You know, our goal was to reach 5,000 by April, and we're less than 100 of getting there. And I think by, you know, their hard work and their commitment to the association, I think we'll get there. Well, I know we'll get there. You know, it's just another thing that we got to push for and keep asking, and that's kind of been the theme for the last 2 years is grow our membership. And the region VPs have really been a vital part of that growth. And I think bringing some of them in and bringing some just regular members, you know, a lot of these guys are not even officers in their local association. They're just guys who have an interest in the industry, and they want to promote beef. They want to promote the industry in the state. And so they've taken these 2 days to come and learn more how to do that and learn the structure of GCA, learn how it operates, and hopefully we plug them in just as soon as they're ready. And I think most of them are ready.